This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said that only a strong police force can build a strong nation, and this is the aim of the government. He said this in his address after laying a wreath and paying homage to the martyrs at the National Police Memorial in New Delhi on the occasion of Police Commemoration Day. Mr. Singh said the military and police may have different platforms, but their mission is the same, which is national security. The military protects this country, the police protects society. While the military ensures geographic integrity, the police safeguard India's social integrity. Chief Minister Pema Khandu had an engaging interaction today with the Board of Director and Acting Secretary General of J.P. Mirai Kenichi Shishido at the headquarters of the Sasakawa Peace Foundation in Japan. In a social media post, Khandu said it was insightful to learn how J.P. Mirai is playing a pivotal role in bridging the gaps in human resource coordination and promoting a responsible and inclusive ecosystem for migrant workers in Japan. The CM later visited Sophia University and had an interaction with the president of the university, Professor Miki Sugimura, and Chancellor Mr. Sally Augustine S.J., along with the delegation and representatives from the Indian Embassy. Additionally, he had a brief tour of the Mechanical Engineering Department laboratory at Sophia University and interacted with the students. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Man today interacted with the teacher trainees of the Thai Kamthi Revised Script and Pali Literature Program at Golden Pagoda in Namsai District. The DCM in a social media post informed that after the trainees complete their 30 days workshop, they will be assigned to teach new Thai Kamthi script at the pre-primary level at schools and Buddha Viharas across Namsai after the final evaluation and certification. In the meantime, Maine has extended his appreciation to the Thai Kamthi Heritage and Literature Society and the Thai Kamthi Literature Board for imparting the much-needed training to the trainees on Thai Kamthi script. Arunachal Pradesh Police today observed the 66th Police Commemoration Day at PTC Bandadewa to honour the supreme sacrifice and steadfast dedication of the police personnel who lost their lives in the line of duty. Home Minister Mama Natung graced the event. He remarked and reaffirmed that the sacrifices of police personnel will not be forgotten and that the nation remains steadfast in ensuring their contributions are honoured. In the meantime, the minister reaffirmed to support the brave men and women of the force to care for their families and to uphold the values of duty, integrity and service they lived by. All members of the police fraternity, veterans and families of the departed police officers attended the day and paid their respects to the martyrs at the memorial in PTC Bandadewa. Former Education Minister Thabah Teddir has been re-elected unopposed as president and Bamang Tago has been re-elected as Secretary General of the Arunachal Olympic Association. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Man have congratulated them on the appointments. Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post expressed optimism that under their continued leadership, the association will further strengthen the collective efforts to uplift and promote sports and athletes across Arunachal Pradesh. Two kacha houses were completely gutted in a fire incident that occurred today in Koreng village under Siang district. The cause of the fire is yet to be ascertained. No casualties have been reported. Further assessment of damages is being carried out by the district administration. In the meantime, Deputy Commissioner Tai Tagu has assured to provide immediate relief assistance to the affected families. Minister for RD and Panchayati Raj Ojing Tasing yesterday inaugurated the Clean Model Village Kabang Solar, an initiative under the nationwide Swachhta Hi Seva campaign. The program aims to transform 12 villages across all circles in Siang district into clean model villages. The remarkable transformation has been made possible to the collective efforts of the villages under the guidance and stewardship of Circle Officer Pangin Niang Pertin. The Kurung River Angling and Conservation Festival 2025 concluded with great enthusiasm at Parsi Parlo in Kurung Kumet district. The festival was formally flagged off by MLA Pani Taram along with Superintendent of Police Kurung Kumet District Boken Basar. Held on October 17 and 18, the event was themed Conservation and Preservation of the Kume River Aquatic Species Masir. The two-day festival aimed to promote sustainable angling and awareness about river conservation, particularly of the iconic Masir fish. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.